curious.
Yeah, it depends. Like the other day, I was all fired up on all these political topics because it's someone I talked to or something I listened to. But then after I, you know, read The Untethered Soul or meditate or just have a great surf or something, it just comes down to like, it's not even really the topics. It's just, I think it's just the expression, how they, like, what are they all fighting about?
Yeah.
You got like all these news people fighting against each other and they're all angry and everyone's angry and
I don't really
up.
Get into politics too much, but I honestly kind of want to start just so I understand where the arguments are coming from.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I think I'm by the topic. Like, I think I'm a big freedom of speech guy. So, for example, I was in Dallas the other day. We were looking at apartments with Bob, and I was asking the lady, like, hey, are there a lot of, like, young kids my age here? So I wanted to know, you know, what's going on in the apartment? I'm all psyched. She's like, oh, I'm not legally allowed to answer that. I'm like, oh, all right. That's pretty crazy. And I'm thinking in my head, why do they need to pass a law? Like, I think people should be able to be real with each other. I think freedom of speech is important. Like, if you want to talk, say something, you can say it. If it's hate, one's going to like you anyway. I don't know. It's discriminatory against old people or discriminatory against
like
different races.
Information kind of thing
or discriminatory against handicap because maybe someone will ask like, oh, is there these types of people here? It probably came out of good reason because people were being dicks or something. But I think people should just be more real and like, you know, they don't need to have a law.
I think a lot of people right now get offended with being real.
Like they do.
I think a lot they of people do. Get offended when people are like straight up raw.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I totally feel you. It's a crazy world. I don't like the political correctness. I like people being real. I like that about Trump. I like that he's pretty real, pretty raw in his tweets. I think that's great.
I think it's hilarious that he tweets all the time.
Yeah. I don't get why people hate him so much. You know, I get that, you know, it's a big deal that he was, you know, not respectful woman. I don't like that about him. And he should be more sensitive about that. And he should be apologizing a ton for the bad stuff he said. But I like that he's, you know, pretty open and raw about other stuff. It's like, at least you can kind of trust him because I think most politicians,
I think
they
he's
lie.
More, do you not think that he's more of a normal person than
he's a normal a bro.
That more like of a normal than
I'd
a politician.
I'd probably go out and have a good time out on the town with him. You know, he's a fun dude.
I would rather sit and have a conversation with him than I would with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, Hillary, I feel like she'd be fake. Let's just be real. Yeah. She seems like she'd be like, oh, that's so nice to meet you.
I do not care about either. I'm not on either side.
I'm not either. I'm just saying I think he's funny when he's got his tweets and he just goes for it. I like that part.
I think he seems like he's a dick. I think he seems like he's an idiot sometimes, but I think like...
Yeah, and he could have more compassion, not be so ruthless in business probably. Yeah. But I don't know. It's like none of the politics I've ever understood, like Obama or Bush or anybody, it's like... I don't know. I'll give him the best shot. Obama's, you know, pretty damn good speaker. He seems pretty cool. Bush, I don't even remember.
Obama, I thought, seemed like a good,
but it's just
good
so
guy
crazy.
To sit down with and chill with.
He seems quick and funny.
But I don't know I've never followed
well,
presidents
tell you what,
or like the even any politics. I don't
I'll
know
tell
any
you what,
of that
probably
shit.
Both our parents and pretty much everyone we know is either like, boom, Bernie Sanders, 100%, or boom, Obama was the greatest ever, bro, I love Trump, you know, they're all like so for it. It's like, how do you guys know? You know, it's like, I don't know.
That's, I got no clue. I got no answer for you there.
It's a tough one. And people, I don't know, it almost does seem like one of those conspiracy theories might be right, that it's like, oh, they're just pinning like CNN and Fox News against each other, and all of the South is Fox and all of Hollywood CNN. And I think somewhere in the middle is probably where I am, because I like some things on both sides, probably, you know. So
should we tough. Like try and get into
but both
those?
Sides are pretty tough. Maybe we try.
I don't think I would ever. I don't think even if I knew more about them, I would ever pick a side though.
Yeah,
I think I would be like, oh yeah, I'm on this side for this thing. I'm on this side for this thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Fuck, I don't even know, dude. I don't know enough.
But it's like on the other.
I
want to
learn
love,
more
like,
about that though.
The animals, the environment. So those are big ones for me, you know. So that's like. And Trump's, I don't think, helping that very much at all. It's tricky stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
It's tricky
stuff. But it's interesting. If anybody has any like crash course into politics, you could send
us. The greatest thing would be if you could bring back like the founding fathers, like Thomas Jefferson, Hamilton, get Martin Luther King in here and have them. Uncle Abe. Get them in here and get be like, all right, guys, what are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? They could probably solve it in like a day. Because everyone's like, the American dream is this. Like Bernie Sanders will say, American dream is all about freedom for all. And he almost goes like socialist, like equality, like, you know, boom, boom, boom. And then on the other end, it's like Trump will be like, oh, America's always been about freedom for all. And it's like capitalist. And so it's like everyone interprets it so different. Like those guys are on opposite ends and everyone's saying they're the American dream. And it's like, I don't know. I got to do some more research.
It's a lot of perspective. It's a lot of perspective. Like personal, like it all, I think it all, you see in them kind of what you see in yourself. So it's like, you're going to agree with somebody that aligns with your values. And,
the tough thing is like, I know some of my favorite people ever are on both sides, are on different sides. Like some of my good friends or like people I like.
Do they disagree with each other all the time?
No, so that don't know each other.
Okay, yeah.
You know, or like I'll have someone I admire on this side and then another person I admire on this side.
Sam has some friends that are like on polar opposite sides that are like best friends.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's a crazy dynamic.
We should get them in here to talk about it because that'd be great.
That'd be ruthless.
Then we wouldn't screw it up.
That'd be ruthless.
Well, if they're friends, then it would be great. You
know? Yeah, but I feel like even them talking about it, I don't think that they can talk about it in the same room.
Oh, really?
No,
they
don't
talk about it?
No, not to each other. I think it's like a really sensitive subject.
Jeez.
Think about this. Uh-huh. Someone comes in here and think about how much me and you care about Untethered Soul. It's like a purpose, right?
Yeah.
Like,
we love that book.
Think about someone coming in here or someone that we meet on the street debating Untethered Soul with us.
Oh, we'd be like, oh man.
You know, right? Yeah, like that's brutal. If you can just put yourself in another person's shoes of how much they care about those subjects that they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like they are probably like,
they're so passionate.
Dude, they'll die. They'll die over them.
Yeah.
You know?
Like imagine if somehow surfing and hockey couldn't coexist happily.
Right.
We'd be at each other's throats like, bro, surfing is with the earth. You have no clue how much better of a sport it is.
Right.
But we don't need to have that competition because they coexist fine.
Exactly.
But I'd be at your throat because I truly believe surfing is the greatest thing ever because it's in the ocean. It's on the land. It's where the ocean meets the land. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, debating. You ever think about debating when you're in high school or anything like that? Joining a
debate
team? What if you had to go out and debate for yourself?
That'd be no fun.
Like not for your idea, but you debate on how you are a better person than me or you are cooler than me. Think about if that was a debate.
That'd get so serious.
Is that not kind of like what the presidential debate is?
Oh, yeah. That's why
I am a better person than you because of this.
Remember when Trump and Hillary were going at it? Jeez.
Right?
You could just feel the venom.
Oh, yeah.
They hated each other.
Vicious.
Vicious. Politics.
That's a toxic thing.
It's just... But why, it's interesting, why does it have to be that it's like Democrats versus Republicans? Why is that the dynamic? It's so interesting. I mean, it's been that way for a long time. And they say, oh, well, other parties can go. It's like none of the other parties are going to win, you know.
How many other parties? Is there just a ton?
I mean, they're like,
it's like independent.
3% or the 5%. I don't know what it is. It's like the Green Party or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ralph Nader's always coming in hot.
Waka Flocka ran.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
He was unreal.
He looked sick. His videos were awesome.
Curious.